إن الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن والاه. وبعد، my dear brothers and sisters, الله سبحانه وتعالى جل جلاله began his kalam by saying اقرأ بسم ربك الذي خلق. Allah said, read in the name of your Rabb who created everything. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to his creation when he began his kalam. And he said to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to read the creation. In Surah Al Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ وَاخْتِلَافِ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ لَا آيَاتٍ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that in the creation of the heavens and the earth, and the change, alternation of the day and the night, there are signs for people of intelligence. I remind myself and you that living thoughtfully is ibadah, because if you live thoughtfully, then you reflect on your life. You reflect on what you see, you reflect on what you encounter, and this leads to the recognition of our Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. As in the subsequent ayat of Al Imran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned this, and he said, what will the people say? رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. They say, oh Allah, you have not created all of this in vain. You have all praise to you. Save us from the hellfire. So, to reflect on the creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala Jalla Jalaluhu is something that we have been commanded to do, and it's something that results in understanding of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and of praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is ibadah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed us the method to do that, which is first to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's qudrat, Jalla Jalaluhu, where in the same ayat of Surah Al Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned the qualities of the people of intelligence, الَّذِينَ يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهَ قِيَامًا وَقُعُودًا وَعَلَى جُنُوبِهِمْ وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah said, these are the people who remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who recognize their Rabb, who are obedient to their Rabb, and who remember their Rabb in every aspect of their life, standing, sitting and lying down. And then Allah did not use the preposition or, he used the preposition and, وَيَتَفَكَّرُونَ, and who research in the creation of the heavens and the earth. يَتَفَكَّرُنَّ فِي خَلْقِ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. And when they do this, in this sequence, the result is رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاطِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِنَا عَذَابَ النَّارِ. The result is to recognize our Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. The result is to fall down in sujood before Him. The result is to accept His glory and majesty. The result is to see His signs in all the creation that He has made, including within ourselves. So I remind myself and you that this is something which is critical for us to do as much as we can. Now, I was watching one of the documentaries, a wonderful National Geographic site, which has a lot of documentaries on different kinds of things. And I am asking Umar to put that link into this reminder. One of the documentaries had to do with what they called baby volcanoes. And these are time-lapse pictures of the creation of a volcano. And if you see how this is happening, it's from a volcano in the US, you can actually see it building up. So there is actual movement, there is, it is building up, and it is, you know, coming down and going up and so on and so forth. So it's like looking at a living creature. And what are you looking at? Actually, what are you looking at? You're looking at mud and rocks, which we are used to thinking of as inanimate, as dead. But then if you think of what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Al-Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَسْجُدُ لَهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said very clearly, do you not see, أَلَمْ تَرَ أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَسْجُدُ, that this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَمَنْ فِي الْأَرْضِ, to whom everything that is in the heavens and everything that is in the earth makes sajda. Now, the translation which I was reading, this is the problem with translations. That's the reason why it's important to know the language. Because the translation says, have you not seen Allah It is He whom obeys everyone who is in the heavens. But Allah did not use the word itaat. Allah said, yes, judu, sajda. But the problem is the translator cannot conceptualize how a mountain will make sujood. So he interprets it to mean, so sajda means obedience, therefore obedience. Now, how does the mountain obey anyway? If you are looking at that in that sense, then where is the obedience of the mountain? So sajda is sajda. So let us look to see where is this sajda? How is this sajda? Right? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used a term, not because he ran out of words, but because this is what he wants to say. So yes, judu, Allah said, these things make sajda. This is an ayat of sajda. So when I read the whole ayat before going, make sujood, because that's an ayat of sajda. Allah said, Alam tara, anna Allah yasjudu lahu man fis samawati wa man fil ardi wa shamsu wal qamaru wa nujumu wal jibalu wa shajaru wa dawab wa kathirum minan nas. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is counting out everything. So Allah is not, he didn't just leave it by saying everything in the heavens. He's saying, he's counting it out. The sun and the moon and the stars and the mountains and the trees, wa dawab, all the creatures, wa dawabu wa kathirum minan nas, and most of the people, among the people, wa kathirun haqqan haqqa alayhi al-azab, and for many of them, the punishment that they are entitled to will become haqq for them, will happen to them. وَمَنْ يُهِنِ اللَّهُ فَمَا لَهُ مِنْ مُكْرِمٍ. And the one who Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes zaleel and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ignores on the day of judgment, who is going to give that person ikram? Who is going to give that person izzah? إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاء. And this is one of those great commanding terms and phrases in the kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which reflect the glory and majesty of my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu. وَيَفْعَلُ اللَّهَ مَا يَشَاء. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Verily Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do whatever He likes, whatever He wishes. So now, if you think about this and say, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, أَفَلَا يَتَدَبَّرُونَ الْقُرْآنَ. Do they not reflect on the kalam of Allah? So if you think about this, and look at this. As I mentioned, these volcanoes, there's a series of documentaries, many, so go look at them. Another one I saw in that was about blue-green algae, which is found in the oceans and which accounts for 20% of the complete oxygen that exists in our atmosphere. 20% of the oxygen. Now, is created by this plant. Now, what is blue-green algae? Is a microscopic organism. It's a microscopic plant. The scientist who's researching that, just to give us an idea of how big it is, she says that if you line up 100 of them end to end, it will be the thickness of a human hair. Now, I always wonder, I think to myself, Ya Rabbal Alameen, you know, why, what is the reason for this? See, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala could have created, a massive mountain which produces oxygen. No, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does things which stretch your mind, which really you have to ask this question, why this? My famous, Glory of Allah lecture, which has gone all over the world, alhamdulillah, in which I mentioned the blue whale. The food of the blue whale is microscopic, krill, which is like a small prawn. It weighs 1 gram each, right? Now, why does a creature which is as big as the blue whale, why is the food of that a creature which is 1 gram in weight? All of this is so that we reflect. So we see the glory and majesty of Allah. And I always say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likes to show off his ability to create. His ability to create. So he does things which blow your mind. It's a Allah, ajeeb. Now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is creating this plankton, which is this blue-green algae, which is so microscopic, so small, but it produces 20% of the oxygen of the world. And you must think about this when we are poisoning our ocean so happily and so rapidly. What is it that we are destroying? So this is something to think about. Now, similarly, another one of the videos, he talks about the bumblebee and how the buzz of the bumblebee is the way it does it. It goes into the flower, disconnects its wings, and then vibrates the muscles at a very high speed. With something like that. I think if I'm not mistaken, if I remember it correctly, it says 300 RPM or something, or 300, 400 RPM, and which produces this very loud vibration. Now it does that so that the pollen from the anthers of the plant, which is very high up and inaccessible, falls onto the bumblebee. And then this bumblebee takes it into another plant, which can only be pollinated by buzzing. Now, what is the reason for this? Think about it. Why create a flower, which is so complicated and so difficult that it's got these anthers right up in the top where the bees can't reach it and so on and so forth. And then you create another flower which can only be pollinated by these bees. And then you create these bumblebees which do this work. And they have this anatomy which is able to enable them to do that. Yeah. Now, there's so many of these. I've asked Umar to put this link into the thing. So, by all means, take a look at all those videos. Beautifully done. National Geographic has absolutely amazing photography. My point is this, that we are the people who received this kalam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala pointed us to His creation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, go look for it. Go research. Go find. Go search. But how much have we done? How much do we do even today? I'm not saying we have done nothing, but we have definitely not done as much as other people have done. And that's the reason I keep reminding myself and you that it's very important for us to keep looking at ourselves and say, what is it that I can do where I can create means of da'wah of Islam, which is not merely giving lectures, which is not merely, you know, telling stories, but it da'wah of Islam, which is related to the real world in ways which are clearly beneficial for people. That is where the true da'wah of Islam will come. Not by arguments and not by debates and not by fighting and not by... It's by creating in today's world, by looking at things and inventions and discoveries which point to the greatness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through our science and technology that we know, where people are then forced to say, رَبَّنَا مَا خَلَقْتَ هَذَا بَاتِلًا سُبْحَانَكَ فَقِرَ عَذَابَ النَّارِ. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to do that which is pleasing to Him and to save us from that which is not pleasing to Him. Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in bi rahmatika rahmatullahi.